The 18-month study from the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine examines public health policies and makes recommendations for more research and education. Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at IUPUI, Jennifer Butte, serves on a National Food Allergy Board and says the report is encouraging.
The report explicitly says that this is a chronic health condition that's been ignored for far too long.
The report touches on the need for better information about the cause and prevalence, improved diagnostic tools, prevention and treatment approaches. It also finds a need for more education across the board, from first responders to the classroom. Butte, who has a young son with life-threatening allergies, says this also includes the food industry.
That's a struggle that our family faces, and it's also a large source of confusion for consumers and for families with food allergies to try to figure out what products are safe.
An estimated 8% of children in the U.S. have food allergies. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.